Matthew chapter 7. I prayed a little while ago and I said, Lord, I'm glad that you do what you do. I am glad God is not confined by us. I'm glad he doesn't have to do what we say. I'm glad he doesn't have to do or do what we ask. I'm glad there's times where God just says no. I'm glad there's times when God said that's not the best thing for you and I'm not going to do it whether you want to or not. If you want me to or not, I'm not going to do it because it's not the best thing for you. That's a good father. That's a good father that does that. Sometimes knows the best. Children don't understand that. Children don't like that, but it's still true. And God's a God who does what's right, whether we like it or not. Look in verse 9. Or what man is there of you whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? He talks here, Jesus talks about his Father, about our Father. And he likens his Father, our Father, to a father in the world. And he says a good father will give the child the right thing, the good thing. And if the child asks for something good, he'll give him something good. Implied with that, if the child asks for something bad, the father won't give it. And I want to try to preach a message this evening entitled this, Thank You, Lord, for not giving me what I wanted. Thank you, Lord, for not giving me what I wanted. Sometimes what I want is not best for me, if you doubt that. Go look at the cabinet and you'll find some candy that I don't need and some Cheetos. Man, I love Cheetos. I tell you, when you're not supposed to eat something, it sure does taste good. I love cashews. I love things that's not the best for me. And a lot of times what we want is that's not best for us. And I'm glad that God does not give in. I've said it often. I'm glad he's not a grandpa, because most grandpas will finally say, okay, it's all right. And sometimes it is, just to be honest. I said this morning, no's not always necessary. There are times that yes, it's okay, even with children or grandchildren. But I'm glad God says no when no's the right answer. He does not give us what we want or desire or what we ask for if it's not the right thing. Sometimes what we want, sometimes what we ask for, sometimes what we pray for would be the worst thing. And if he would give it to us, listen to this, we would regret it. We would wish he had not. We would wish he would never ask. We would wish we had never desired it. He does not promise to give us what we want, but he does promise to give us what we need. Notice in verse 11 it says, How much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things? Give good things to them that ask him. He says that the Father gives us good things. I draw from that. God's gift is good. Everything God gives to his people is good. Now, sometimes he gives us trials. Sometimes he gives us burdens. Sometimes he lets sickness come our way. Sometimes he sends things that we do not desire, but if they come from him, they are good. James said it like this, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Every good gift, every perfect gift. He couldn't do better if he tried. Have you ever gotten a gift and you said and meant it? It's exactly what I wanted. Had I bought my own gift, I couldn't have done better. You did good in buying my gift. Well, everything from God is that kind of gift. He could not do better. It is the perfect gift. It is exactly what we need. Even though we may not like it all or want it all, It is the best thing. Matthew 6:8, he says, Jesus, your Father knoweth what things you have need of before ye ask him. What comes from him is good because he is good. He is a good Father, and only good things come from a good Father. No matter what you're facing tonight, if he's allowed it to come or if he has sent it, it is something that is good. Now, in our mind, we think of good as good. I like that. It's what I wanted. I enjoy this. It's exactly what I asked for. But in his mind, he knows that sometimes heartache is what we need and problems are what we need. But always, 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 not part of the time, not most of the time, not much of the time, but always, his way is right and his gifts are good. Now, Satan wants to harm us. Satan wants to hurt us. Here's what it said of him. He said to Peter, Jesus did, Satan hath desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. Satan wants to rock your world. Satan wants to shake you up. Satan wants to pull you apart. That's his desire. That's his intention. And most of the time when we think about what Satan does, we think about what he wants to take from us. Hey, the Bible says he's a thief and a robber. And he comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. And when we think about Satan, most of the time we think about what he wants to take from us. But have you ever thought about he also wants to give you some things? He wants to give us what we don't need. He wants to give us what will hurt us spiritually. Sometimes a raise at work is a gift from Satan. Depends on how we use what comes our way. Satan wants to harm and wreck and ruin, and he wants to destroy. His attack on us many times is not taken away, but it's giving if we do not use what comes to us. He tries to harm us and to hurt us, but our Father gives good gifts. The gift of God is always good. But notice what the verse says again. How much more, listen, How much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things? How much more? That means your Father gives more. Your Father gives greater. In other words, what he gives is better than what the world can give. What he gives is better than what the devil can give. His gifts not only are good, but his gifts are greater. I'll say it again. You couldn't do better if you picked out the gift yourself. It is exactly what we need. What he does in our lives is exactly what we need. Sometimes him saying no, it's not what I want, but it's the best thing for me. And his gift in saying no does better for me than if he said yes. Being without that, hey, that I want and I even may think I need and I think would fill the void somehow in my life, he says you don't need it. You can't handle it if I gave it to you. His gifts are greater. Hey, he has a goal in mind. And his goal is not to make us happy. If that was his goal, he'd just give us everything we want. Pray for $1 million, poop. Some of us would like that for a little while. It wouldn't sound too bad for a week or so, would it? But it would ruin us, and he knows it. Hey, his gift is good, but his goal is greater. He's trying to do more in our lives than just make us happy and make our life easy and make things run smooth. He's trying to make something spiritual out of us. He's trying to work on the inner man. And sometimes that means we don't get what we want. We don't get what we think we need. But Romans 8:28 is still in the book and it's still true. It says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Everything that He sends our way works for our good and His glory. Even the things we don't want, He has a greater goal in mind than just trying to make us happy. He said, my thoughts are not your thoughts, for neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. He says in the next verse, my thoughts, listen, are higher than your thoughts. You couldn't understand what I was doing if I tried to tell you. It's beyond your comprehension. It's beyond your understanding. Your little pea brain couldn't understand if I tried to explain it. So just trust me. I'm talking about His goal is greater. He has something more going on in our lives in what He's doing or not doing than just to make us happy and make our life easy. He has a greater goal in mind, and we cannot comprehend all that He's doing, but we can trust all He's doing. A lot of times, I'll be honest, my choice is not the best. And neither is yours. But I know this. If we'll let Him have the choice, it's always the best. When we say, Lord, have your will and help me to be content with what you do. Whatever you do, whatever you sin, whatever you take away, Father, it's your will. You know better. You're trying to do something greater in me than I could ever do myself. And I bow to what you're doing. Hey, I want His blessings, but His blessings may be a battle. I want His best, and His best may be a battle. It may be a storm. It may be a trial. Thank the Lord. He doesn't answer our prayer like we want Him to sometimes. Lord, take the problem away. But I'm trying to use the problem to help you. I've got a greater goal in mind than what you're comprehending. I'm trying to do something you don't understand. I'm trying to make something spiritual out of you. I'm trying to make something great out of you. I'm trying to work in your life and do something that I cannot do without a storm. I have given you that storm as a gift. And it's the best thing for you for now. Thank you, Father, for not taking the storm away. Thank you, Father, for not giving me what I wanted. Thank you for not listening to my whines and my bellyache and say, okay, I'm going to make it easy on you, but I'm going to ruin the spiritual work I'm trying to do in the process. I'm glad we've got a God who knows what we need. And Daniel, the three Hebrew young men were confronting the decision of standing for the Lord or bowing. And here's what they said. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And He will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, listen, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. They say He can and He might, but He might not. But if He does or doesn't, we ain't falling down to your image. We're going to walk with God and trust Him. Here's the point. They said, I don't know what God wants to do, but we do know this. What He wants to do is best. He has a higher goal in mind. His goal is greater than what we can comprehend. You may not realize it, neither may I, but what He's doing in our life in tragedy may be the best thing for us. That's why He sent it your way. That's why He allowed it. Now, sometimes what we're facing and how things go is not what we want. And when we do get, you know what? God will let you have what you want sometimes. Israel cried to God for a king. Give us a king. Give us a king like all the other nations. Give us a king. And God said, if I give you a king, here's what he's going to be like. And here's what it's going to be like for you. He will be a tyrant. He will be a dictator. He'll hate you, abuse you, and use you. And if I give you a king, you will despise him. They still said, give us a king. You know what he did? He gave them a king. And they regretted it. Boy, hey, I guarantee you, they had heard the message that said, I'm glad God didn't give me what I wanted. And sometimes when we get what we think we want, we live to regret it. There's been many a young girl that wished that prince had kept on riding on that stallion. There's been a lot of young men that wish that princess hadn't showed up at the doorstep. Because when they got them, it wasn't near what they thought it was. Their dream didn't come true. Their nightmare came. They got what they wanted, but it wasn't what they needed. And after they had what they wanted, they found out they didn't want it anyway. But I go further tonight than just this. Hey, that new job may become your disaster. That promotion that you weren't certain about, didn't feel just quite at rest about, didn't really have peace about accepting, it may be your downfall. A lot of times when we get what we want, it's the last thing we need. Listen, you may think every once in a while, now some of you are good looking enough to not think this, but you may think, I sure wish I was better looking than I am. I wish every once in a while they'd look at me and go, wow. I sure wish I was prettier. Sure wish I was better looking. I wish I didn't look like me. Well, if God had made you good looking, you know what? It may have been your demise. It may have been your downfall. You may be a womanizer. You may be a harlot. Had God made you prettier or good looking or better looking than you are, you better just thank the Lord. Now, boy, I'm saying this, I guess, to myself. I reckon I am. It's hard to say it, but I'll still say it. I'm glad God didn't make me look any better than I did. I reckon. You look like me, it'd be hard for you to say too, but I still say it. I'm talking about a lot of times the things we want would be our demise, be the worst thing for us. And God wants something greater. His goal is greater than ours. We want to be good looking and accepted. He wants us to be godly. That nice new car, you get it? Even though you didn't really pray long enough, and you didn't really listen close enough, and you get it, and it's a lemon. And you wish you had never, ever gotten that piece of junk, that bigger house, that place that was your dream, but you didn't really pray, you didn't really see God, or maybe you even heard His voice and said, no, but we didn't listen. And we get in that thing and it's full of termites about to fall down and it's full of drafts and everything's falling apart. We wish we'd never seen that house. I am so glad that God sometimes just says, no, you ain't going to get it. I don't so much like it when He says, okay, you want it, go ahead. If you're determined, go ahead. You'll regret it. I want to say, even his parents. I was thinking about Brother Tony. Couldn't help it when I was working on this message, and he's talking about that young baby that passed away and how it just tore him and his wife apart. And they didn't understand, still don't understand. I want to tell you something. We don't know everything. We don't know what's in the future. Had that child lived, that child may have lived such a life that it would have broken those parents' heart to such a degree they would have wished they had never been born. That tragedy, that heart-wrenching tragedy may have really been a blessing. I am so glad God doesn't give us what we want. Sometimes things to me look like they'd be good. And if God would work it out, I think it'd be good. But I don't know the future. I don't know what will happen. I don't know what's ahead. I'm thinking about this. There's a teenage boy kept begging his daddy for a motorcycle. This is a true story. Daddy kept saying no, and the son kept begging. Finally, on his birthday, the daddy relented and let him get a motorcycle. The first night he had it, he went out and got killed. I say that on both sides. The son wanted something that destroyed him and hurt him. And the father let something happen reluctantly that hurt him terribly. We don't know what's ahead. You don't know what's ahead. God may be protecting you by sending you to the sick bed. Had you had your health, you may have failed Him miserably. God may be saving you from tragedy by not giving you what you want. We don't know. But I know this, His gifts are good and His goal is greater. He has something greater in mind than I could ever imagine, ever think of. In Hebrews 11:33, you don't have to turn. It speaks of several people who walked by faith and did great things. Verse 33 says, whom, listen, through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions. Man, that's pretty good. But a couple of verses later, it's talking about some more people who also walk by faith. And here's what it says of them. And others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Here's some people who have done miraculous things for God. Amazing things, astounding things. And they lived through it. And here's some people who walked with God and died. And the Bible very clearly indicates that those who died in faith doing what God said were just as wonderful, just as miraculous, just as godly, and maybe even more so, they obtained a better resurrection. It's not always the easy road that's best for us. God's trying to touch our spiritual part. I've tried to magnify God's gift is good, and God's goal is greater. Let me touch on this, and I'll be done. God's grace is given. I don't know about you, but in my flesh, I'm not too thrilled when I don't get what I want, or when He gives me something I don't want. I'll be honest, I'd rather be happy. I'd rather feel good. I'd rather things go easy and smooth and just cruise through life. I'd rather have that. But if it isn't God's will for me, if it isn't His will for things to be easy, if it is His will, if He knows best that sending hardship is what I need, I sure do want His grace to get through it. And His grace is given for what we face. God's grace is sufficient. Paul said it like this, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned that in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. He said, I don't even talk about what I want. God, do what I want. He says, I've just gotten to where whatever He wants is okay with me. May God teach us to find that place. His grace is given. How did Paul come to that point? God gave him grace. God worked it in his life. And the same grace he had, we have. Isaiah 26, verse 4, trust ye in the Lord forever, for the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Yeah. When He doesn't give us what we want, He'll give us grace to face Him. He'll help us to realize I simply don't need it. If I needed it, He would give it. But if He doesn't give it, it means I don't need it. Pure and simple, I did not need it. I would be better off without it. And after all, why would I want something that's not going to have a positive effect to me? Why would I want something that's not going to help me spiritually? Why would I want something that may make me happy for a little while in the flesh, but it's going to be my spiritual demise. We just simply realize, need to realize God's grace is sufficient, and He will help me realize I just don't need it, so it's okay. His grace will teach you that you aren't ready for it. Sometimes, amen, it ain't just a no, it's a wait. And He's not saying, no, you ain't never, ever going to get that, just quit asking me. He's just saying, I'll give it to you, but you're just not ready yet. So you're going to have to wait. I'm glad that God gives us grace to realize if I'm not ready yet, I want to get ready as soon as I can. If I'm not prepared to handle it, I want to get ready to handle it as soon as He'll make me. Exodus 13, 17, and it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although it was near, for God said, lest peradventure the people repent when they see war and they return to Egypt. Promised land was 11 days' journey away. God's big gift to His people. But He said, you can't handle it yet, so you're not going in. There are times when God's gift is, hey, exactly what you want is what He wants, but we're not ready for it yet. And He will not give it too early. It will destroy us. Jesus said, there's a lot of things I'd like to say to you, but you're not yet able to bear them. He said to Elijah, the journey is too far for thee. You got to eat a little bit, drink a little bit, rest a little bit. Then you'll be ready. You're not ready yet for what's ahead. Sometimes His gift is not a no. His answer is not a no. It's a wait. And I'm talking about His grace is given. Help us to accept Him. Sometimes His grace is given to help us because what we're asking for will hurt us. And we might not understand it. Israel said, but if we just had a king. All the other nations have kings, and we look at them, and boy, He's in charge, and He takes care of things. And when they have a problem, He takes care of it. And when they have a need, He takes care of it. Boy, we want a king. But God said, if you have a king, you will hate it. But they still said, we want a king. And sometimes what we're asking for will hurt us. And He says, no. And He'll give us grace to help us to realize, even though I don't understand, I accept it. Even though I want it, I want it. But if He says, if I get it, it'll hurt me, I'm just going to believe Him. Give His grace to help us to trust Him. So what do I do? What in the world do I do when I want something and God says no? When I want something and God doesn't give it? Let me say first, consider. Consider the fact of His knowledge. He knows more than you do. He's a lot smarter than you. He's even smarter than me. He knows best. He knows what I don't know. He knows all the details. He knows what would happen if this happened. He knows what would happen if that happened. He knows what would happen if something else happened. He knows everything. And if He gives us what we want, He knows exactly what will happen. And it may be tragedy. And He knows that. Consider. Consider the fact that He could if He wanted to. It's not that He can't. He doesn't say, oh boy, that's a big one. Oh, and I'll tell you what, huh? Man, you've asked a tough one. Wish I could, but I just can't help you. I'm just not able. He never has to say I can. He does say I won't, but He does never have to say I can't. Now consider this. He knows better than you, but He's able to do whatever. And if He doesn't give it to you, it must be for the best. He can. If He doesn't, it's for the best. Consider His knowledge. Consider His power. Consider His love. He loves you so much, He'll do right even if you whine. Even if you have to spend your life not knowing why and you wonder, He'll still do right. First thing, what do I do? Consider. The second thing, call. Talk to Him. Call on Him. Talk to Him. Good thing about it, well, I shouldn't say that. One of the things about it, it's not the good thing, because I'm assuming I know what the best thing is by that statement. But one of the possibilities is, when you talk to him about it, he'll speak to you and show you what the problem is, and you'll end up getting what you want because you got it straight, got it worked out, and brought you to a level where he could trust you with it. Call. Talk to him. Just tell him. Well, I tell you what, I do this reverently. I do. I don't do it like my best buddy or an employee or employer or even the boss. I do it as a child talking to his father. I just tell God how I feel. And I think he wants us to do that. We can come boldly unto the throne of grace. He wants us to call on him. He wants us to talk to him. Tell him how you feel. Ask him. Could you show me? Is there something in my life? Is there something you're trying to say to me? First, consider. Second, call. Third, cast. Cast all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Turn loose of that burden. Turn loose of that desire. Turn loose of that want. Turn loose of that that's binding you. There's so many times we are so bound by our desires and what we want, and we don't know why God doesn't give it and why God doesn't do it. We are in bondage. He says, cast that on me. Give that to me. Consider, call, cast, and then commit. Father, it's yours. I can trust you that much. Some of what I'm praying about, I really do want. And in my thinking, I would think it would be beneficial. I think it would help me to honor you. I believe I could honor you in this request. I believe I could. But I don't know what you know. I don't know what you're trying to do in my life. I'm giving it to you. And it's yours. It's yours. It's yours. Commit it to him, give it to him, and love him anyway, and serve him anyway, and obey him anyway. Give it to him. I am so glad I've got a father who sometimes says, no, I don't care if you do want it. It's not good for you. Thank the Lord that he doesn't always give me what I want. This evening, this message may have not meant a thing to you, but I think there's some it meant a great deal to. Now, I don't know who. I just know the burden of my heart. But one thing was, you're bowing to his will and being willing to say to him, whatever you want, I'm okay with. Help me to love you anyway. Help me to trust you anyway. Like Job, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. Let's stand together. Thank you for listening tonight. Many of you have come. Maybe there's just something you want to pray about. I'll just put it like that. There may be somebody lost this evening, and you need to come get saved. You mind the Lord? Maybe somebody needs to get right. Maybe just somebody needs to say, Lord, you have your will in my life. I bow to your work. I submit to you. You just obey the Lord. Father, I'm glad you don't bend to my whining. I'm glad I can't coerce you into doing something that you know to be wrong. I'm glad I can trust you with everything in my life and know that it's right and the best. But help me, Lord, to truly, really, absolutely depend on you, to obey you. Touch hearts tonight. Have your will in Jesus' name. Amen. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. You come if you need to. At least mind the Lord.